Strive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
People think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours! One, two, three, four! One, two, three, four!
Here, check the bomb!
One, two, three, four!
Here, check the bomb!
Hey, hey, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need and deserve to be heard. We have so much music to get to, not just this week, but the next 2 weeks. Let's get right into talking about programming for the month of December. This episode and next week are the last two quote-unquote regular episodes of Girly So Groovy, where we will be doing our regular thing here at the program. 3 weeks from this episode, we will be doing our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums and honorable mentions for 2025. My absolute favorite episode all year long. It's an episode that I work on all year long. And then 4 weeks from this episode, we will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza, mama. Yes, it's our annual Christmas and holiday show. So you are going to definitely want to stay in the know about all the programming throughout December. Remember, you can do that through our social media channels. We can be found on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and Groovy, ending with an IE. Instagram, it's a little easier. We're at GSG Radio. Now, let's talk about this episode. Coming up in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Molly Birch, Suki Waterhouse, Boy Genius, Lucy Dacus, Lightning Dust, new music from the from US Girls coming up. But when we talk about 2025 quickly coming to an end, with just two regular programs left, there is a particular album that I could not let the year come to an end without addressing. 50 years ago, in 1975, trailblazer punk goddess Patti Smith burst onto the scene with her incredible breakout debut album, Horses. With that album, Patti Smith single-handedly transformed punk and rock music forever. This is an album that has had incredible influence on Girly So Groovy from the start of the show. Not only has it had an influence, it has an impact in terms of the timing of things. When Horses was just shy of being 25 years old, just a little, 20 when it turned 26 years old, halfway through the existence of this album, Girly So Groovy burst onto the scene. So while Horses is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, Girly So Groovy is celebrating its 25th anniversary coming up this summer in July. On that very first episode of Girly So Groovy back in July of 2001, back when I was co-hosting the show with my friend Dan, we wrapped up the very first episode of Girly So Groovy by paying homage to the trailblazing punk goddess Patti Smith by featuring her song Land on Girly So Groovy. From that point, that album, that artist has had such influence on the show. The show has always been about celebrating trailblazers and people living in the margins, and Patti Smith represents that oh so well. So to pay homage to that 50th anniversary, but also to start planning ahead for the 25th anniversary of Girly So Groovy, let's start where that first episode of GSG ended. Here, my friends, is Patti Smith from that phenomenal debut album, Horses. It's Land here on Girly So Groovy.
Boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway.
His gold nerves merged perfectly.
He merged perfectly.
A radiant
with the hallway.
An aura around the mirror.
He merged perfectly.
Looked at Johnny.
The mirror. In the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny. He pressed him against a locker. He drove it in. He drove it home. He drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling he's been surrounded by horses.
Oh, and shining with yellow hair. I put my fingers through his silken hair and found a stair. And I don't waste time, I just walk right up and saw that up there. There is a sea up there. There's a sea up there. There's a sea, sees the possibility. There's no land but the land. There's no sea but the sea. There's no keeper of the key.
There's a wall of possibilities.
Possibilities one seizes. Possibilities.
There are several walls.
Possibilities
up there.
First possibility is the sea around me. I'm standing there with my legs spread like a sailboat. I felt his hand on my knee on the screen, and I looked at Johnny and handed him a branch of coral flame in the heart of man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his smooth throat, spoon, and let it dip in the veins, dip in to the sea of possibilities. Dip in,
it started hardening in my hand,
to the sea,
and I felt the arrows of possibilities.
I put my hand inside his cranium. Oh, we had such a brainiac or more, but no more, no more. I gotta move from my mind to the air. Go, go, gotta go and do the what you see. Yeah, do the what you see. His door and teeth shine open. Coiled snakes, white and shining.
Sheets, the
listen around to this simple rock and roll song.
Sunrise in primordial chaos. Angels welcoming the dirt, fire and ice. Weeping cerulean blue over matter, perceiving itself again and again. Wiping new sweat from its brows, it ran. Trickling down into fjords and into the beating heart of the first falcon.
I who have sat by Thebes below the wall, born of earth, of air, of water, of fire. All these years I shrunk smaller and smaller till I'm so, so big. Peeking over this wasted land, the ocean winking in my pale eye. Sublime, I die, divide, divide. Sipping the fragments like poppy wine. A rich oblivion, fertile, swimming beneath the cracked earth.
Concealed, I am unmanageable, I am red raw edge, leaking out on the
This is what we mean when we say Girly Sir Groovy is dedicated to the women who rock. I have to say, it's been a hot minute since a debut album has excited me as much as that of Brighton, UK quartet, The New Eves. Witchiness pervades the whole album. The band calls it paganistic feminism. It plays like a feral incantation to Patti Smith or Susie Sue, The Slits, Bikini Kill, PJ Harvey, or Marianne Faithfull, Kathleen Hanna, all the other women who are waiting for a new Eve to rise. The album is called The New Eve Is Rising. It was released back in August. We heard Circles from The New Eves. It's kicking off the entire 2 hours. It is Patti Smith from her 50th anniversary album, Horses. We heard the song Land. Okay, honey, the land. Honey, the land. If you know, you know. All right, let's keep things going. Right now, where are we going to go to? Oh, I know. We are going to go to indie rock act The Organ right now here on Girly So Groovy.
You let in the ghost of her.
Strangest feeling when I
Redefining Radio. This is Girly So Groovy. New music right there from Montreal alternative act US Girls. Her newest album is called Scratch It. It's actually her Nashville album. She wrote and recorded in Nashville that particular album, and you can kind of hear the influence of the Music City creeping its way into that album. We heard the song No Fruit from US Girls, and then starting the set off, it is two musical acts out of Vancouver. In the middle, it is the dark indie rock duo known as Lightning Dust with their song I Knew. That is from their album Infinite Light. And then starting the set, it is the now defunct Vancouver indie rock group The Oregon, a band influenced by post-punk and new wave and the music that they made. The track we heard is Oh What a Feeling. That is from the band's final release, an EP called Thieves, back in 2011, if I remember correctly, was when that came out. Okay, friends, lots more music still to get to. 90 minutes left of Girly So Groovy. But coming up in the next half hour, I've got music on the way from Boy Genius, Suki Waterhouse, Molly Birch. But coming up next, it is Lucy Dacus, the alternative singer, songwriter, guitarist, and better known these days as one-third of the indie rock supergroup Boy Genius. It was back in the spring that Lucy Dacus released her latest album, Forever is a Feeling. What makes it probably one of the most daring rock albums of the year is the fact that it is a love album. Not only is it a love album, it is a queer love album. Let's gravitate towards the good and gravitate towards love in a world that we are living in right now. It's new music from Lucy Dacus up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Clasping your necklace, zipping your dress, hands on your waist, kissing your best guess at the future. You
Music right there from indie rock supergroup trio Boy Genius, a band made up of Lucy Dacus, Julian Baker, and Phoebe Bridgers. Together, they are Boy Genius, releasing an incredible debut album called The Record. We heard the song Satanist from Boy Genius. In the middle, it is one of the three, Julian Baker, right there smack dab in the middle with the song Faith Healer. I thought that was an interesting juxtaposition with Julian Baker's Faith Healer followed by the song Satanist with Boy Genius, definitely dabbling in faith songs. That song from Julian Baker comes from her 2021 album Little Oblivions. And then starting the set off, it's Lucy Dacus. It was back in March that Lucy Dacus released her album Forever Is a Feeling. And weeks before the album's release, Lucy Dacus actually went public with her relationship with Boy Genius bandmate Julian Baker. And all of that queer love made its way into the album. And just I think about 2025 for all the anxiety and angst and rage and fear that we might have been carrying. We need some love songs, and Lucy Dacus delivers that on Forever as a Feeling. Best Guess is the name of the song from Lucy Dacus. We have featured that album on heavy rotation here. Definitely worth picking up if you have not listened yet. If you're a fan of Angel Olsen, Ezra Furman, OPEP, Claro, Soccer Mummy, Suki Waterhouse, Beth Warden, you're going to find something to absolutely love in the new album from Lucy Dacus. Right now, speaking of Suki Waterhouse, that's where we go to next. Right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
Strip off your clothes, slip into the sea. Skinny dip, tripping when no one sees. Back in the arms of make believe. Back to the shade of the cherry tree. Like
telling me something's a matter, and in my dreams I feel it carry over, wondering if I could become another.
Music right there from Los Angeles jazz vocal major Molly Birch, whose music she makes is just this gorgeous stylized indie pop, traversing vintage vocal pop and synth polished 80s pop influences. We heard the song Emotion. That comes from Molly Birch's album Romantic Images, released back in 2021. In the Middle is an album that I have been thrilled to share on Heavy Rotation here on Girly So Groovy, and it's an album that came to me for all the wrong reasons as your loyal music programmer. I will fully admit, I completely judged an album by its cover. I know that you should not do that, but let's be honest, I was already sold on German, Australian producer Hachiku when I saw them posing under a mountain of Care Bears on the cover of the new album. And then when I actually listened to the new album, The Joys of Being Pure at Heart, released back in the winter of February, I was even more hooked when I heard it was shimmering queer indie pop with orchestral touches. So that is why it has been on Heavy Rotation here on Girly So Groovy. The song we heard is Time Wasted Worrying. I think if you are a fan of Natalie Bergman, Odetta Hartman, Leah Isis, Let's Eat Grandma, Molly Birch, Suki Waterhouse, you are going to fall in love with Hachiku. And the album is available on Bandcamp if you would like to hear more. And then, speaking of Suki Waterhouse, the British singer, songwriter, model, and actress whose dingy, lovelorn retro pop has landed her to be a diva on Sub Pop Records. It is Suki Waterhouse right there on Girly So Groovy with her song, My Fun. That's from her latest album, Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin, from Suki Waterhouse. All right, lots more music to get to in the second hour, but before we get there, we need to wrap up side one of this 2-hour mixtape we call Girly So Groovy. But before we even do that, I almost forgot to mention this at the start of the show. I just want to send out a huge thanks to you, the loyal listeners. Anyone that reached out about last week's episode to share the love, comment, or interest in what we did last week, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're wondering what we did last week was our annual episode that we cheekily call Under the Covers. It is chilly out there, so let's get cozy, let's get under the covers and do a 2-full-hour mixtape of nothing but cover songs. That's what we did last week. If you missed it, or if you would just like to listen again, you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy absolutely for free online. Simply go to the listening website, Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. You will find that episode of Under the Covers plus 9 other episodes just waiting for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. Okay, let's wrap up hour one. Let's head to St. John's, Newfoundland for art pop singer-songwriter Kelly McMichael from her latest album, After the Sting of It. It is Kelly McMichael with Spell here on Girly So Groovy.
This is